Well, are you trying to climb the corporate ladder, but you're getting absolutely nowhere?
Well, it may not be your fault or your coworker's fault or your boss's fault. Could be your dad. Blame him.
That man started it. Dr. Stephen Poulter is a clinical psychologist and the author of The Father Factor. Dr. Poulter, how does your dad decide subtly what you'll become in your career?
Your dad has a huge influence on what you do, just as your mom has a huge influence. And the father factor is looking at that element. Because men are defined about what they do outside the home, where typically women and sons are defined by what they do in the home by their moms. The workplace has always been a masculine model.
Right.
And so that's where the father factor comes in.
What about personal responsibility? Because parents are getting dumped on for everything. My mom screwed me up, my dad screwed me up, and this sounds like more of that. Isn't there personal responsibility that comes in? Can you change what you think is your destiny?
Absolutely. The father factor is about what is your legacy? Not that you're finger pointing, but what are you going to do with your life? This is your baseline. Where do you go from here?
Gotcha. All right. We've got five different categories of who's your daddy. Let's we'll try to figure out who
these
are.
Thank you, Pedro Martinez.
So let's do this in the lightning round. What's the superachiever father?
Superachiever father is all about appearance, productivity, achievement.
Type A dad.
Absolutely. Type A plus.
All right.
The time bomb father.
More volatile, emotional, unstable.
But we should talk about the impact. The super achiever father impacts your kid how?
They're driven, excellent work ethic.
So they mirror it.
Right.
Okay. Time bomb?
Time bomb tends to be more, could be addictive behavior, that type of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that? You can develop anxiety, or you can become very productive in the same way.
The passive father.
The old joke is dad asleep on the couch, or is he dead?
Yeah, and the passive father says you're not as motivated if you have a passive father, but maybe motivated for maybe motivating others.
Exactly. And the passive dad showed his love through actions, not so much words.
Mm-hmm. The absent father.
That's the most problematic style. He many times lived with his kids, but wasn't involved in their life, didn't mm-hmm. really know what they were doing.
And then the one we should probably all want to be, according to my calculations, the compassionate mentor father.
Absolutely. That's the dad that helps his kid find his roadmap, where he wants to go. And like you said earlier, it's not about blaming, it's about understanding. That's all my book's about, understanding who your dad is.
All right, so if we want to be the compassionate mentor father, how do we achieve that? Or do we have any choice in it?
We have a lot of choice. It's all about choice. You and I have the key to letting go of blame and not blaming our dads or our mothers for that fact. Many times in our careers, the glass ceiling isn't so much our careers as it is our father factor.
And you do believe that fathers play such a dominant role in your 20s when you get into your career, that that's when the relationship could change and really excel. And so many times parents back out, think, let my kids go.
Right. Absolutely. In the 20s, Brian, your son or daughter, they really need you to kind of step in and say, okay, you're out of college now, you didn't go to college, where are you going? Help them read their own roadmap.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So and step up to the plate at that
absolutely.
Point instead of away.
You see, the bottom line of the father factor is most dads tend to step back mm-hmm. as your kids get older.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the inverse. Move forward. Move toward them.
Interesting. Well, the book is called The Father Factor, How Your Father's Legacy Impacts Your Career. Dr. Stephen Poulter, thank you very much. You can also go to the website, www.onefatherfactor.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Every time
pleasure.
You say factor, you owe Bill O'Reilly $1.80.
Yeah. I owe him some money.
Yeah. All right.
Hopefully you'll have the